Last night, President Donald Trump gave his first official address to a joint session of Congress. Not surprisingly, a lot of Republicans praised the speech, while a lot of Democrats were underwhelmed. Joining us now is 4th District Republican Paul Gosar. Congressman, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So I want to ask you about a couple of things that the president touched on last night, specifically his call for the possibility of some kind of large immigration reform. That seems to go sort of against what his administration had been doing in the first couple of weeks. What did you make of what he had to say about that?
Well, I think that, you know, immigration is easy when you follow the law. And I think that the American public voted over, you know, this last election cycle for the enforcement of the law. I think that we can be kind and generous, but we also have to follow that law. And I think that's the curtail of having an immigration system that actually works.
There was a lot of talk before the president took to the podium last night that Republicans were looking for some guidance on what he was hoping for in a repealing and replacing of the Affordable Care Act. Do you feel like you got that from him last night?
See, I didn't take that. I don't know that we wanted the guidance from there. I think what he wanted to make sure is that we had to know that he was firmly behind the repeal and then replace. That's just common sense that when you're rescuing a patient that's dying, is that you actually have a system that is put in place to help people out. And so I think that the reaffirmation of that we want to have a replacement product it was the best part of the whole deal. And I don't think that it's the president's way. You know, Congress made this mess. Congress needs to fix this mess.
Do Republicans in Congress have a plan that enough of you can sort of get behind, do you think, to at this point go forward with a repeal and replace?
I do. I think that, you know, we're taking the time it's taking to make sure that we're covering as many people as possible. You know, just yesterday we had a major victory along those lines. I have a bill that breaks up the insurance monopoly of the medical insurance industry. What a concept that we have seen more competition within that marketplace. So this is to do it right is the best way. And people have to be reminded that once Obamacare is repealed, there's a phase in and a phase out of the process. So no one's going to be left behind. So this is a process that people need to make sure that they understand that it takes some time and that there's a phase in and a phase out of the process.
The president also called for an infrastructure bill, a pretty sizable infrastructure bill, $1 trillion. Is that something that you think House Republicans can get behind?
Well, duty's in the detail in that aspect. I mean, we're running deficits, and so we have to be fiscally responsible. Although they're talking about, you know, the repatriation of money, that is something that actually could help out all the way across the board as an investment. But there's, you know, right now we have a transportation infrastructure bill that we authorized for 5 years, and we only paid for 3. It'd be great to see that we author, you know, finish that payment for those 5. We can do that with reforms, new and innovative ideas. And when we see that, well, I'll tell you what, that really can make a big deal. I also think that he's also mentioning that it's $1 trillion like in the fact that the way that he negotiates and can get more out of things, I think is beneficial to the way that he looks at the concept of how much money he's seeing in the infrastructure. Look at how he's negotiated with Boeing and Raytheon. I think those are beneficial aspects to have a commander-in-chief that's not afraid to roll up his sleeves and negotiate.
Congressman Paul Gosar represents Arizona's 4th Congressional District. Representative Gosar, thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.